Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest is Joel Foutinos. He is author of My Life Contract, 90-Day Program for Prioritizing Goals, Staying on Track, Keeping Focused, and Getting Results. Joel is known as the Spiritual Businessman, a vice president at Penguin Group USA, Inc., publisher of the Tarcher imprint, and founder of the Putnam Praise Publishing Program, a co-founder of Sacred Center New York. He is an ordained New Thought minister and motivational speaker and seminar leader. My Life Contract is a program for achieving your personal desires, hopes, and dreams. It helps readers to take their life off pause and move forward, no more delays. With practical examples and personal stories, My Life Contract is based on Joel's popular class, which has been attended by thousands of people across the country. For more information, you can visit Joel's website, which is joelfoutinos.com, and I do have a direct link to his website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Joel to the show. Good day, Joel.
Hey, how are you? So glad to be here, Robert.
I'm doing very well, and I am all set to get my goals and my 90-day program started. it's actually, this timing is perfect. I mean, because, you know, with like November, December, January, that 90-day period, I mean, this is a time when people really are focused on goals, you know, kind of wrapping up the new the current year and getting ready for the new.
Right, exactly. I mean, actually, I think it's kind of a year-round thing. At each season, we have new goals kind of on a day-to-day level, and then we have yearly goals and we have life goals. And I like to help people find ways to achieve all different levels of goals.
Yeah, well, you know, I like your book. First of all, before we start, your book is really a workbook in a sense, because you have all kinds of questions and forms in there for people to actually use the book and not just read it, correct?
That's right. Yeah, well, you know, I have a reason for that, and I'll tell you the reason. I've read every self-help book known to humankind, I think, over the years. And I've read, you know, all these 600 and 800 page books and done every self-help workshop and group and program. But I'm somebody who likes to bottom line things. And So rather than give people another 600 pages to slosh through, I just kind of bottom lined what I found was the core principles underneath all of those self-help books, all of those groups, and just make it super simple. So the beginning part that explains the philosophy, really short, then you go right into action. And that's where I think people really get the benefit, is being in action.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. You know, to me, that's where so many of those books fall short, is the application of the ideas into your life. And you know, sometimes it's hard for some people to translate, you know, what they read into their life, you know, integrating it into action. And action
right.
seems to be a big part of your book.
I'm all about action. I mean, I really feel like one of my passions in life and one of my purposes in life is to motivate people to not put off their passion and purpose. And I really have a heart for helping people find what it is that they need to be doing or feel like they should be doing, and or that their soul is actually calling them to do, but then to not put it off. We are masters at putting things off using phrases such as, well, it's just not the right time, or I'll know when I'm ready, or I've got too much going on. And it's like, what could be more important than living the life that your soul has called you forth into this earth at this time to do? That's more important than your to-do list. In fact, your to-do
right.
list should be informed by this. And so I really love motivating people to just get off their butts. Can I say that word?
Yes. You can be very blunt here.
Oh, good. Okay, well, then get off their butts and finally start realizing their dream life, the life they've dreamed of, starting today. And,
yeah.
you know, it's not going to all happen today, but it's never going to happen unless you start today or continue today. So you can tell
yeah,
I get passionate
I agree.
About this.
As it should be, and well, and, that, and you know that's good. And the one thing I really enjoy about your book too is it really focuses a lot on getting people to be clear, you know, on what it is that we want, you know, to accomplish, and prioritizing our activities.
Right, and there's a couple
yeah.
levels to that too. You know, there's being clear about the job you want, the car you want, the relationship person that you want. But there's also a different level of being clear, and that is the soul level of being clear, where we really kind of go in and say, okay, you know, let me move my ego aside for a second, which wants more things or more effects, you know, greater effects in life. And let me ask my soul, what is it that I truly want? What's underneath all of that? And usually it's very simple things. I want more love. I want more peace. I want to live a more, you know, meaningful life where I feel more fulfilled. And then when we can get to that place, then when we look and say, so what do I need to accomplish this? It's usually very different, and it's very exciting. Although, you know, true confession time. When I first started doing this type of process and started developing it for myself, I didn't do it for any beautiful altruistic reason. I did it because I was in debt, nearly $60,000, and I needed money. And so that began a journey for me into creating this program that is in my life contract.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is no better than life experience, current, you know, actual practical experience to be able to go out and teach what it is that you work. So that's, you know, I mean, that's good. And, you know, and I think, you know, most people to have a really valuable perspective, you know, to have gone through what you did and, you know, implemented this program and turned things around, you know, that's just a perfect example to point to for people to say, well, you know, I've done it, you can do it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, truthfully, I think I needed to have that experience of seeing that this process really does work and you know, using it to make money, using it to become, you know, very financially prosperous, using it to further my career, to write books, to find my soulmate, to have a family. I used it in all those areas, and through gaining confidence and also gaining experience in using these principles, simple, simple principles, but they actually work when you work them, then I was able to start applying it into ever deeper, you know, goals, really kind of lifelong goals rather than immediate need goals. But there's nothing
yeah.
about immediate need to move you forward fast. So...
Yeah, it certainly gets one motivated, that is for sure.
Yes.
Now, you know, and actually, I'm going to, before we start talking, I do have a question from someone in the chat room that I'm not sure exactly when we're going to work it in, but I think we'll do it right now. And
okay.
And their question is about being in stuck in a rut, you know.
Yep.
And the reason that I think it's a good point right now is because a lot of people are feeling that, you know, that sense of stagnation. How does, you know, first of all, in your opinion, what kind of contributes to that feeling? And then how does My Life Contract work someone out of that that sense of being in a rut.
Yeah, boy, I think everybody can experience that or relate to that feeling of feeling like you're in a rut, or at times feeling like you don't know what to do, which means that you do nothing, or feeling like things are stagnant or stuck. And I actually have a very simple exercise that I do when I get into that real stuck place. And this is bonus material. This is actually not in my life contract, but okay. this is like really a incredibly effective way to get unstuck quickly. And that is, it's three steps. Step one, I sit down, I take a few breaths, kind of get, you know, a little bit quiet. And then for just like 5 or 10 minutes, I just make a list of everything that is undone in my life, everything that's not finished. So that could mean cleaning out closets or making my yearly health care appointments or paying my bills or that project for work or, you know, getting ready for something in your house or whatever it is. Anything big or small that is undone, I just make a list and I don't judge it. Gardening, the garage, travel, everything. Just make the long list. And then I stop, and I don't give myself more than 5 or 10 minutes, because otherwise you start to get panicked. So So it's my undone list. The second thing I do is I take the list, and then I just prioritize it. I write down the top 5 things on the list, the things that really are the most pressing, because there are some things that we have found great ways to avoid in our life, like certain bills, for instance, or health issues. So I just prioritize. What are the 5 things that are undone in order? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then the third thing I do is I look at number one and I take action immediately. And I'll usually time myself, because when something is undone or unfinished in my life, it's usually that way for a reason, and it's often because it's something I want to avoid doing. So I give myself a time limit. I'll say, I'm going to work 30 minutes on this, and when I'm done, I can finish for the day. I don't have to do any more than 30 minutes. When I'm done, I can go watch that TV show or eat that piece of chocolate or whatever, or take a walk around the block, but that's it. And what happens is, as I'm doing that, I usually want to finish it. That 30 minutes is kind of like a game I play with myself. And sometimes I'll say 15 minutes or even 5 minutes, but whatever it is, whatever gets me started is the thing that usually carries me forward. And that, believe it or not, that process of finishing things that are undone will get you unstuck in any area of your life. It doesn't always look like it relates to each other, like, oh, I feel stuck in my career, and then you do this exercise and you have to clean out your closet and clean your garage and do your gardening and mend those clothes and make doctor's appointments. But when you do those, what happens is suddenly the energy is flowing in your life. And once we are in energy, once things are flowing, we can apply it to every area of our life. So it's a marvelous, marvelous exercise for people to do if they're feeling stuck at all. It does relate to the book, because what I do in my life contract is I specifically get people moving, not necessarily with the undone list, but I get people moving, getting clear about their goals, and make it really simple for them to just spend 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening toward their goals, and that also gets the energy moving. So when we're stuck,
yeah,
the energy has no place to go. The energy just moves around in circles, and, and yet it is energy. So we have to find a way to get the energy moving, and that is through action.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you. The listeners said that's great. They can handle that one. So
oh, good.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, whoever wrote that in.
Julie. Her name was Julie. Let's talk a little bit about my life contract. First of all, what do you mean by a life contract? First of all, and then a formal contract?
Yes. a formal contract. You know, I'm a businessman, and so, you know, in my corporate life, I deal with contracts every day. I'm signing up people, and the contracts that we have at my company are 14 legal pages long with little tiny print on both sides of the page. So they're really deep, complicated contracts. So what I mean by contract with life, though, is whenever you want something and want to move toward it, and you make a commitment to move toward it, you're really entering into a contract with life. So I always say it's like marrying your beliefs with your actions. And when you put those together, you really are entering into a contract with life. And I use the word life with a capital L for whatever that thing is that's larger than us, whether people want to call it God or the Tao or the universe or any whatever works for them. I like the word life because I like to be filled with life. But you make a contract with life. And just like there are, in a contract that I would have at my corporation, there are responsibilities for one party and responsibilities for the other party in the contract, we have responsibilities in our contract with life. And when I say contract, I mean it really is something that we consciously decide to co-create with life to become true for us. And in the book, there's even a process where you get clear about what it is that you want to put down in your contract. And then there's a page where it's an actual contract that we fill out. And I even have fine print, the fine print. you know, so that people know that there are things that they have to consider before signing this contract. And then you sign it and you date it. And I still do that. I've done this for years and years and years for whatever it is that I've wanted. And it's very powerful because you are literally making a commitment with life, you know, the larger life, but with your own life. And it makes goals or ideals or qualities or things that you want more real and less ambiguous, more palpable, more tangible, I should say, rather than, oh, yeah, someday I hope that I will be able to pay off my credit card. Someday I hope to lose the weight. Someday I hope I get married. Now we can make it into a very tangible thing, and it gets very, very exciting when you enter into a contract with life because, boy, life shows up in a big, big way.
Yeah. Well, you know, I actually had to hold myself back when I was reading your book from doing it because I wanted to wait to our show today before I actually started on my 90 days. So just in case there was any inside information that you provided me today that I could incorporate into it. But, you know, one of the things you mentioned, about this, the contract, and that there are, there are responsibilities. There are individual responsibilities and life responsibilities. What is the distinction between the two?
What I've learned, and I've learned this both through education, reading, but I've mostly learned it through life experience, is that when we enter into this contract or this agreement with life towards something, there are things that we need to do and there are things that life will do. And all the time people come to my classes or talks or workshops and they'll say, I would do something if I only knew what it was I was supposed to do. And if I don't know what I'm supposed to do, then I'm not going to do anything. And I'll say, well, let me tell you, let me be really clear then. And this is your part of the contract. So did you want me to go through the parts?
Sure. Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay.
So that people will get an idea. They're going to have to get the book to be able to do the program because, I mean, it's one of those things that, you need to have for listeners. You just need to have the book in hand to be able to work this program. So,
right.
So if you wouldn't mind, go through that.
I'd be happy to. I didn't want to hog all the time.
Oh, no, 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 it's all about you. It's all about
Oh,
you, Joel.
good. Well, this is my new favorite radio show ever then. So we have responsibilities and life has responsibilities. So on our part of the responsibilities, our part of the contract, I have broken down that there are six parts to our part of the contract, and life has two parts. And our parts, the first of the six parts on our part of the contract, and in the book there's a visual map that shows all of this, because I like maps and I like visual, so I made it very visual for people. But the first contractual responsibility for us when we enter into a contract with life toward anything we want is that we have to get clear about where we are now. And that means not looking at things in an exaggerated way that they're better than they are, or an exaggerated way that they're worse than they are, because we can be very dramatic about the things in our life. But really, just almost from a distance a little bit, saying, this is where I'm starting from. This is what life looks like for me right now. So, for instance, when I wanted to get out of debt, I looked at my life and said, where am I now? I had to get clear about that. And what I discovered, I was, I think it was $57,000 and change in credit card debt, because I had 23 active credit cards. And yeah, well, they just kept sending them to me, you know?
Sure.
I
Sure,
mean,
I'll
if you
take
can't
another
trust a credit card company, who can you trust?
one. That's right. Oh,
Um,
goodness. Okay.
so, so, that's where I started from. And it was great to get really clear. So when people want to lose weight, it's where are you starting from? Health, where are you starting from? Career, where are you starting from? What does it look like right now? Because if you know where you're at now, then the second responsibility in our contract with life becomes a little bit easier, which is getting clear about what it is that you really want. And in the book, there's a whole process of taking people through that goal exercise. In fact, in the first part of the book, there's a process, and then in the end of in the back of the book, under resources, there's another whole process, because people can get very stuck in that question. Oftentimes, I hear from people saying that they have no idea what it is that they would like, and other times people say, well, there are so many things that I would like, I don't know how to narrow it down. So the book really does try to answer either of those, two viewpoints, but you do need to get clear about what it is you want. And if you don't get clear about what you want to move toward, then you probably will get something else, something that you don't want. So it's important to really be clear. And the way I've structured my life contract is it's a 90-day program. So people oftentimes will say, well, I want so many things, or what if I make a mistake? I pick the wrong thing. And I say, well, it's just 90 days, and you can change. But you're not signing the rest of your life to this thing. You're just committing for 3 months to move toward that thing. So, and you can kind of course correct along the way, and that makes it good. So you get clear. Once you go through the process and you get clear, then the third part of our contractual responsibility is that then you have to make a decision. So for me, when I was in debt, I got clear about where I was, 57,000 and change. I got clear about what I wanted, which was to become debt-free. I write in the book that the biggest number I could think of when I tried to think of a goal, the biggest number I could think of was zero, because I was so far away from just being at zero in my life that I thought, let me just make that my goal. So that was my goal, debt-free, zero. And then you make a decision. Okay, I'm clear about what it is I want. Let me make a decision. Am I really going to do this? Am I really ready for this? And usually, if you can get to the point where you get so clear about what it is you want, it's usually something you want bad enough that you're willing to make that firm decision. So for me, the decision was, wow, if I'm going to get out of debt, I know what that means, which is I'm going to have to stop debting. And boy, that's going to be a big change. I had, you know, I thought about it, and I thought, yes, I'm going to make this decision. And I made the decision. It's like a line in the sand that you cross over, and you don't cross back. The fourth of our contractual responsibilities is once you make the decision, then you take action immediately. You don't wait till tomorrow to take action. You take action that same day. The energy is in it in that moment. And if you act on that energy, on that highness, on that real electricity that having a commitment and a decision creates, then you're off and running. If you wait, and I think a lot of people can relate to the idea of, they'll say, oh, that's such a good idea. I'm going to commit to doing that. I'm going to commit to my diet starting tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, and it's like, well, maybe not today, and we can keep it in the future. But when you take action immediately, you really are declaring to yourself and to life that you're ready for this. So with my debt, I cut up my credit cards. That was the action I took immediately that first day, which was really hard for me to do, by the way. And then the fifth contractual responsibility on our part of the contract is what I call C and P, the letter C, the letter P, and it means to be consistent and persistent. And consistent means to do your part of the contract responsibilities every day, and persistent means especially the days you don't want to. So, again, in my case, C and P meant don't debt every single day. And some days that was really hard. When I needed to buy an airplane ticket, I had to find a way not to debt. Or I would use my credit cards a lot for to go to restaurants. And then I had to switch to all cash. I mean, it was a real change. But the persistent part came is when it was really hard, I just stayed with it. And I had made that decision, and I kept moving forward. The sixth part of our contract responsibilities is then you strive for excellence. You try to do it the best way you can. And the better you do it, the more you move forward and experience more. So those are our contract responsibilities. And if we do that every day, if we stay in those six every day, we really do move forward. Life, on the other hand, has two main responsibilities, and it's the two responsibilities we most want to control, how and when. How is that goal or quality or thing that we want, how is it going to come to us, and when? Because we always want things, of course, when we want them, today. But that's not really our part of the contract. That's really life's part of the contract. How and when. If we stay out of how and when, trying to force things to happen, trying to make them happen, trying to figure out exactly how they're going to happen, if we stay out of those things and stay in our part, our responsibilities, it is remarkable how well this process works. But when we try to force the process, when we try to dictate to life exactly how the thing that we want is going to come to us or exactly when it's going to come, then that's when we get stuck. That's when we get frustrated, angry, because we're trying to do something that's not in our part of the contract.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, excuse me. I really like each those components are you know, it's really kind of puts the responsibility of getting clear of what we want in our hands and, you know, putting in life's hands, you know, the responsibility to figure out the way to make it happen.
Yeah, and if we look back at our life and we look at many of the best things that have happened to us and we look at everything that had to happen for those wonderful things to happen, we would be hard-pressed, if we were really being honest with ourselves, we'd be hard-pressed to say, yeah, I could have made all that happen. You know, it just doesn't work quite that way. But when we say, you know what, I don't have to control how or when, that's life, I'm going to stay focused on my part, that's when how and when can really happen. And when you know these contractual responsibilities, when you see them and understand them, you'll begin to see them everywhere. I like to say to people, you know, if you look at those six parts of our contractual responsibilities, and then you begin looking at things like Weight Watchers. Well, number one, get clear about where you are now. When you walk into Weight Watchers, the first thing you do is you stand on a scale. That's getting pretty clear about where you are now. The second thing, get clear about what you want. In Weight Watchers, they give you a weight goal based on a certain percentage that they suggest that you lose within the 13 weeks that you sign up. You sign up every 13 weeks. So you get really clear about what your goal is because they give it to you. The third, make a decision. Well, you're there. Are you going to pay the money for the 13 weeks? Yeah. Are you going to do their program? Yes or no? If it's yes, then you move to make a to take action immediately. Well, that means signing up for the program and stop eating outside of, I think they have the point system. C&P, right. Number five, you have to be consistent. And anyone who's been on a diet knows that there are days when you have to be persistent. And then strive for excellence. The better you stay within your points, the better results you'll get. Then you go in every week, and you see how you did. So when you stay in, and it's the same, you can look at the recovery movement, you can look at anything, and you'll see that those six on our side are kind of universal. And but again, I'm from the Midwest. We're bottom line people. We like, just tell us what to do, we'll do them, and try to strive for excellence to do them as well as we can.
Right. Absolutely, great. Well, gosh, we're already halfway through the show, Joel. So, I mean, we're flying right by, which is good. And I want to take just a quick break, and I do want to invite people, if you'd like to call in and ask Joel any question, you can call in at 619-789-4359. And if you are live and in the chat room and would like to ask a question like Julie did earlier, feel free to type it in and I will pass it on to Joel. So Joel, when we come back, what I'd like to talk a little bit about is there's a couple things. You have something called mastermind portion or part of the book. There's also a life purpose questionnaire, and I'd like to kind of touch on a couple of those questions there, because I think, you know, like you mentioned earlier, sometimes I think people are really in this little transition where sometimes they're really trying to figure out, you know, what is my life purpose? So you have some great questions there. So anyway, when we come back, I'd like to touch on those, okay?
Wonderful.
Great. Okay. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back in about 2 minutes.
Hey, Robert. It's Chris from Furious Times. Just want to let you know I read your book, Joy Potential. Thought it was an awesome story, and the twists and the turns were great. I felt like the characters were just really easy to relate to. I most appreciated how the book delivers some sage advice without making you feel like you're being lectured to, and without feeling like I was reading another one of those thousands of self-help books written by some spiritual guru. Very entertaining learning, and the book left me wanting to know what happens next. Thanks so much, and good luck with this book, Robert.
For more information, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Or call 843-808-0777.
This is Roy Worley at MysticalShip.com. R.T. Sharp has done it again. His new book, It's No Secret, Spirituality Bites, with BITE, B-I-T-E, being an acronym for Bringing Inspiration to Earth, has once again hit a home run. Unlike R.P. Sharpe's first book, Joy Potential, which was a uniquely original story containing a message of hope and inspiration for everyone regardless of where they happen to be on their personal spiritual path. It's No Secret is a compilation of awareness, insights, guidance, and wisdom that can help anyone navigate through their lives on a daily basis. It's No Secret also contains resources and references that enable a person to find expanded information on a variety of issues that affect all of us. Order It's No Secret today. I guarantee it will be a valuable resource for help with whatever your needs are.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for staying with us. And again, I do want to thank Chris from Curious Times for her testimonial, as well as Roy Worley for his. And again, my books are available at biteradio.me, and also my brand new Dare to Dream in 2015 inspirational calendar. All of that's available at my website. Okay, so we are back to today's show. And again, my very special guest is Joel Fotinos, and we are talking about his book, My Life Contract, 90-Day Program for Prioritizing Goals, Staying on Track, Keeping Focused, and Getting Results. And again, you can find out more about Joel and his book by visiting his website, which is www.joelfotinos.com. And again, I do have a direct link to his website in the show page description. And so, with that, we're back, Joel.
I'm glad to be back.
Great, thanks. Well, before we go on to talking about life purpose, and mastermind team partners, in the plan, the 90-day plan, you basically, what happens is you have a page for each day, and it says my plan for today is like day 48. Today I will. And you have goal one, goal two, goal three. And then underneath that is today's results, goal one, two, and three. So my question is, why, first of all, do we just focus on three goals? And do we have different goals for each day, or can goals carry over from day to day?
That's a good question. The way it works is a lot of the book has that aspect where you write in, where you have the three different goals. So before you get to that point, I lead you through a goal choosing process, and you can choose up to three goals. Now, I'm not talking about little goals like what is the best way for me to drive to my job at each day, or, I don't mean those kind of like to-do list goals. I mean like bigger goals, career goals, weight goals, health goals, relationship goals, and you can choose up to three. I recommend having just one goal, two goals, or three goals, and not more than that. And it's because if you choose more than three goals, chances are your energy is going to be dissipated. You're not going to be as effective because you're trying to do too much. I think we've probably all had that experience when you try to do too many things, and you're not effective in any of them because the amount of energy you have to spend for each of those things is so small. So when you choose just one, two, or three goals, you can concentrate and focus more. And again, you don't have to choose three goals that are your goals for the rest of your life. I work in 90-day shifts, so you can always change and course correct as you go along. And then what I have you do, and it's a process that I explain in the back of the book, is you have your three goals, and every morning I ask you to do something that seems very simple but is actually life-changing, and that is I ask you to just sit. I call it sitting for ideas. It's a concept that originally came out of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, Sitting for Ideas. You just sit and you say, okay, goal number one, what actions shall I take towards goal number one today? And then you just write down what comes to mind. It might be one thing. It might be five things. Doesn't matter. Just write down what comes. Then you say goal number two. If you have two goals, you say goal number two, what actions should I take towards that? And you really trust your mind and your soul both to tell you what to do. And I recommend to people, don't spend more than 5 or 10 minutes doing this. This is not something that you meditate on for an hour. This is meant to be a very practical, simple, fast tool. And it usually takes me, 3 to 5 minutes in the morning. And I'll write down goal number one. It'll say, call Aunt Sally. And I'll think, why would that be part of, that doesn't seem related to my goal. But I'll write it down and write down anything else that comes for my goals. And then I try to do them that day. And then, by gosh, when I call Aunt Sally and actually do it, she'll say, I'm so glad you called. You've been on my mind. Here's X, Y, and Z. And then I'll say, oh, well, that's why I was supposed to call Aunt Sally. Or sometimes I don't know why, but I do it anyway. It's to keep the energy flowing. So just 3 to 5 minutes in the morning. But then I ask people to do it again at night, to sit down for 3 to 5 minutes and just look at the goals and say, goal number one, did I do those things? Did I call Aunt Sally and the other things? If so, any comments? Goal two, did I do those things? Goal three, did I do those things? It's a fast 3 to 5 minute way to hold ourselves accountable and also to keep it on our minds. Because when it's on our minds, when it's in our attention, in our focus, we're more apt to do it. And if you know you're going to report at the end of the day whether or not you did something, you're more apt to do it.
Yeah.
These are just simple tricks that I've learned that just get me to do things. And they really work. And the other thing is when you write them down, and I always wrote them down in my journal that I had specially designed, but now that the book is out, I use the book itself and write in it, which is so great. You now have a visual record toward the journey to obtaining your goal. It's so great because you can go back and say, wow, where did I start? And I always like to write nice little reminders in the margins, like, today such and such happened or whatever. And that way, when I go back at the end of 90 days and I look and see what happened, it's remarkable. It's a record of the journey that you just took towards your one, two, or three goals. And it becomes such a valuable resource. You can connect dots. You can have aha moments. And it's so simple. And in fact, it's so simple that we sometimes don't trust that it'll have such a powerful effect on our lives. But it absolutely does. And I'm a great floor sample for this program because, boy, does it work like crazy in my life and in the lives of my students and colleagues that have that are using the book as well.
Yeah, excuse me. And I can see where the being able to go back and see that journey or that process, because quite often we, as we go along day to day, we forget about the things that we've gotten accomplished, or exactly those steps that we've taken toward reaching our goal. And by being able to go back and look at, where we came from and where we are now, I think it kind of just reinforces for us the value, first of all, that we are moving forward toward our goal,
yep.
and that the process that we're employing is working.
I totally agree, and it's such a simple tool, but it has such a powerful effect that I can't imagine not doing it. And I had a student recently. I went back to a city that I have taught in off and on for years, and a student came and she said, "Oh, I went to one of your workshops years ago, and you taught this tool, which is basically what's in my life contract." And she said, "I did it, and it worked so well." And she said, "But my life is a mess again." And I said, "Well, what happened after you did it?" And she said, "I did it for those 90 days." And I said, "Right. Then what happened?" She goes, "Nothing." And I said, "No, this is meant to you continue. At the end of 90 days, you look and say, how far did I get towards this goal? Maybe I achieved it. Maybe
right.
I achieved wait, you know, on day 43. Or if I didn't achieve it yet, then you start on day 91, you basically start at one again. And that way you're always in process, you're always moving forward. And she goes, oh, I didn't know that. I had no idea. I thought this is just something you do once for 90 days. And I said, no, this becomes your life. And it's really just a tool. And you can use it if you're in a program, if you're in Weight Watchers or any program, if you're in a self-help program or whatever, you can use this book alongside that because it will keep you on track. It will keep you moving forward. And the processes really work really well. And also, if you have a friend, you can each get one and meet once a week, which is what I do, and compare notes and say, this is what happened this week, and this didn't work so well, or this worked really great, and you get inspiration from each other.
Yeah, you know, kind of right along that line of thought, you in your book you talk about mastermind partners. Is that kind of what you're referring to? Or is that something separate?
That is what I'm referring to. The whole idea of mastermind groups really became popular through Thinking Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which is a program I've also used and taught for many years. But I ended up, I mean, I have mastermind groups. I've led mastermind groups. I've gotten a PhD in mastermind groups, but what I have found is even more effective for me is having just one mastermind partner. And I usually recommend to people that it's not a spouse or a family member because there's always a lot of charge around things, you know, where you put a goal in and maybe your spouse says, you said you wanted to lose weight and look at you, you're eating chocolate. You know, there's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there have been a number of people who have said that it's worked for them. But I usually recommend picking somebody who is, when you are around them, you both feel more energized. That creative energy is there. And we meet, my mastermind partner and I meet every single day. In fact, we met today. I came back early from our meeting so I could do this interview. And we each do our life contract, and it's so fruitful and so exciting to know that you don't have to do the journey by yourself, and mm-hmm. it makes it more fun. And also, your mastermind partner can often see things for the other person that they can't see for themselves. You know, my mastermind partner and we were just figuring out, we've been mastermind partners for well over a dozen years now. And so now, if I'm fooling myself, she'll say, nope, you're missing the point. Or if she's doing something I think is, you know, we know each other's patterns, I can say, oh, you know how this story turns out. Let's change gears.
Yeah.
And we've learned to really trust each other.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, and I agree with, you know, not having the spouse or family member, because there can be quite often there's just so much entanglement, you know, between and emotion and many times judgment that can really interject itself into the whole process. That, you know, I would think it would be very helpful to have someone who is more of a friend or more an objective observer, you know, than somebody who's that involved.
My mastermind partner and I, we always say we're not friends. We're creative partners. And, you know, I mean, yes, we're friends, of course. But we're not, when we get together, we don't talk about our families. We don't talk about movies. We don't talk about the weather. We sit down and we start talking about our journey together. And we really do try to make it very 50-50 so that I'm as involved in her journey as she is in my journey. Because when people, and I always recommend, find somebody who will become very involved in your life, but you have to do the same back. I don't mean on a day-to-day basis. I just mean in that right. meeting that you really unearth things together and you really talk through things together. I hear from people who pick partners that either only want to talk about themselves or they're not interested in the other person at all. And I say just part as friends quickly, or, you know, as friendly acquaintances,
right.
just and then go find someone else. Don't stay with a mastermind partner or group for that matter if it's not serving you, because then you just get resentful and you don't want to do the work because you know, yeah.
Right, yeah. It's very counterproductive, I'm sure. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, one other area that I wanted to talk about is you have a life purpose questionnaire in your book. And, you know, as you kind of we talked about earlier in the show, sometimes people don't really know, you know, what it is, you know, what my goal should be really, you know, where should my focus be, or even life purpose, you know. And actually quite often on some shows I hear, you know, call-in shows when there's an intuitive guest, quite often I've heard a caller calling, what's my life purpose? And I'm like, huh, you know, why are you asking someone else what your life purpose
right,
is?
Right, exactly.
But the one thing I like about your questionnaire is it really helps people kind of determine for themselves what they feel their life purpose should be. So now in your questionnaire, you've got like 18 questions that people can ask of themselves. I want to just highlight four of them.
Okay.
I think we have enough time to do them and get your opinion. Now, one of them is that it's a question. The question is, what do you currently do that drains you and what energizes you? And, you know, that kind of fits along with, you know, we're talking about the mastermind partner, you know, if someone drains you, you know, or kind of energizes you. So is that something then someone should look at as far as trying to discover what a life purpose would be?
Yes, and the first line underneath that question that I write is, our feelings are clues to our life purpose, and it's a great way to get an instant feedback whether or not something is good for you to move toward. So many times people will put goals that they think are correct, but when they actually start to move toward them, they don't really have any energy for them, and instead of trying to be correct or perfect, it's good to just listen to our feelings and say, hey, you know what, this isn't it, but I do get jazzed and filled with energy when I do such and such. So keep moving toward the energy.
Yeah. Okay, great. Now, and this one I really like because I know a couple of people who have kind of said that. And the question is, what hobbies or interests do you have that you think would never be income producing? I know a few people who have that, I mean, and I've had it said to me, there is no way you could make money from doing that, you know?
Oh, that is, oh gosh, I have so many stories of people who have said that to me, but then they keep moving toward it and now that's their career. I put that in there because we do this weird thing, especially in this country, I think, where we monetize everything. So we say to ourselves, well, I'm only going to do this if I know I'm going to get a specific monetary return on our investment. That's the how, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We're back in the how, which is life's thing. Versus, wow, I want to move toward this thing because I really love it. And you know what's funny? There are so many people making so much money doing things that are just unbelievable to other people, but it just makes them so happy. People who love dogs, making money walking dogs all day. People who, you know, if I know one woman who all she wanted to do was be a baker, but she didn't want to have a shop and all that kind of stuff. So she just started baking things out of her house and selling them to friends. And that got to be so successful that she ended up having a bakery in her house, in her own kitchen. She had to, you know, bring it up to code, but in her own kitchen, and she only sells to people through word of mouth. And she has so much more business than she can even handle right out of her own home. And she was one of those tough nuts that said, well, I can't make any money on baking because you have to have a shop and you have to have this and you have to have that. But instead, she just started, and life figured out how.
That's great. And I know that next time I hear that, I'm going to be flashing back to your book and say, listen, you got to get Joel Patinas' book and read number 7. Gosh, we're down to 4 minutes. So I just one more that I really thought was very helpful in that questionnaire was the suggestion number 12, get a newspaper and read through articles for clues. To me, that was something that's kind of, you know, real basic, but I would never have thought about it.
Yeah, I'm all about finding practical ways to get people to just find clues. So if you get the New York Times or the Sunday paper wherever you live, and you just go through it and cut out things that interest you, you're going to start seeing patterns. And the questionnaire, the 18 questions, are all about seeing patterns and finding clues and beginning to see, you know, what your soul or what your joy would be in life. And when people do that, oftentimes they laugh at me first when they come to that one, and they roll their eyes, and then they do it, and then they're like, oh, wow, look what came from this. I never would have guessed. And then they look at it again and say, but of course it makes total sense. It's a simple, again, so simple, but so powerful.
Yeah, very much. Well, Joel, this has really been a wonderful conversation. Thank you very much. Now, before we leave, are there any kind of final words of wisdom that you would like to shed with our listeners before we close the show?
Sure. I would love to say, first of all, if you feel stuck or if you feel in any way like you don't know what to do next, get a copy of My Life Contract, not because I'm trying to sell you a book, but because I'm trying to help you find the next thing to do in your life, the next steps, and make things clear. And also I would say, you know, always trust yourself and trust your joy. Keep moving toward the joy. You can't go wrong. That doesn't mean that we drop everything else, but we responsibly move toward the joy, and life begins to open up for us. So I really loved spending this hour with you, Robert. This has been terrific.
Thank you very much. I very much appreciate you being with us and sharing. And I am going to be starting on that 90-day program. I'm going to start on November 1st just because, not because I'm procrastinating, because I like starting the
I'm going to hold you to it.
I am sure. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm following you on Facebook now, so we're working the.
I expect some updates as you go along.
That'll be great. Boy, talk about pressure and keeping me on track, but that's okay. I'll take it. Well, thank you very much for your time today. Again, I very much appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Joel Patinas, and he is author of My Life Contract, 90-Day Program for Prioritizing Goals, Staying on Track, Keeping Focused, and Getting Results. And again, you can find out more about Joel's book and his other activities by visiting his website, which is www.joelfotinos.com. And again, I do have a direct link to his website in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to BikeRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. To become a show follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/BikeRadioMe and click on the follow link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at BikeRadioMe, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. Be sure to visit our website at www.BikeRadio.me, that's BikeRadio.me. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.